We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's newest park will officially open for business this weekend. Three Bridges Park is the latest addition to the resurgent Menominee Valley area. It's the most significant open space in that area, which includes businesses such as Badger Railing, the Pottawatomie Casino and its new hotel development, and Miller Park. And it's a natural complement to several other resources the Valley boasts, the Urban Ecology Center, the Hank Aaron State Trail, and the Menominee River itself. And just as significant as the park is the collaboration that allowed it to happen between the economic development group Menominee Valley Partners and the Urban Ecology Center. Laura Bray is executive director of Menominee Valley Partners. Ken Leinbach is executive director of the Urban Ecology Center. They joined Mitch Tyke ahead of Saturday's grand opening, and Bray talked about where she believes Three Bridges Park falls in the overall rebirth of a once decaying valley.
Well, I think the intention has always been in the redevelopment of the valley to integrate economic development and ecological improvement, but also to really put a priority in having new things important to the community as a whole, to have quality of life improvements that really will be lasting for generations to come. So it actually fits in great with the overall picture of being holistic in our approach to redeveloping the valley.
And we're really creating a neighborhood, and it's a neighborhood of businesses, and it's a neighborhood of residences, and it's a neighborhood for recreation and access to the Menominee River. And to create a neighborhood, you got to have it all. And so that's why I think if you didn't have the park, it wouldn't be complete.
So the idea is that not to think of the Menominee Valley as just a place where new businesses are going to locate.
Precisely, yeah.
Interestingly enough, though, there's no one that actually lives in the Menominee Valley. There's about six different neighborhoods that surround it. So by creating a new park there, you're actually opening it up to literally hundreds of thousands of people that live nearby.
Well, and I would actually beg to differ. There's coyote that live down there, and there's
Good
great
point,
blue
Ken.
Herons that live down there, and there's honeybees that live down there. And so what we're doing is really enhancing the entire community.
And presumably the coyotes and blue herons and so forth, not that they were talking to you, but they would appreciate the additional natural corridor.
Yes, they actually talk to me quite frequently. they clearly are there, and there's more wildlife that we're seeing now, especially along the river corridor and in the river, because of the quality of the river is improving in this whole project as well.
Give us a sense for what had to come together for this park to become a reality. Part of it is the result of this partnership that your two organizations have.
Yeah, it's a pretty unusual partnership for an environmental education nonprofit to join at the hip with an economic development nonprofit, to the point where we're doing a $26 million project together and formed our own separate 501c3 just for the project to make sure it all worked. And we're equal partners. There's no one above the other. We're doing this together. That's really unusual. And we're just two of the primary partners. Laura, do you want to share?
Absolutely. So the state of Wisconsin through the Department of Natural Resources and the city of Milwaukee is a huge partner. There are pieces of land that they were really interested in trying to create the Hank Aaron State Trail and expand it. And together we all kind of pooled resources and really looked together to how would we do a huge project which involved 6 miles of the Hank Aaron State Trail, three new bike and pedestrian bridges, taking this former rail yard and turning it into a park, but then also taking a old vacant tavern and turning it into the new Urban Ecology Center in Menominee Valley.
So collectively, that's the whole project that we call From the Ground Up, and the park is one piece of that whole puzzle.
Well, and as you say, it's unusual to have a partnership, such a close partnership between organizations like yours. Why has this partnership worked out so well? What is it about the Urban Ecology Center, or what is it about the Menominee Valley Partners, or about your chemistry together that makes this work where other partnerships are different?
Number one is there's no competition between us. Our missions are very different, but we both share this common cause of what we're trying to do. So that's one piece of it. Another piece of it is we bring to the table different skill sets. The urban ecology has grown largely out of the private sector in terms of our funding sources. Menominee Valley Partners works more extensively with the public sector. By bringing ourselves together, and this is a huge project, $26 million, and actually we've been able to reduce it to $25 million, which is also unusual thanks to cost savings along the way. So the $25 million project, you can't do that in either the public sector or the private sector. You need them both. And we both bring different skill sets. When I say we both, organizationally, we bring different skill sets. It increases the number of relationships that we have. So we know people, they know people, and it allows for the whole thing to work really well together.
Well, and so you mentioned this was originally a $26 million project. The cost was actually reduced to $25 million. Where does the fundraising effort for the project stand?
Well, believe it or not, we've done quite well. And at this moment in time, we have $22.7 million secured. But that still leaves $2.3 million, which is still a lot of money left to go to complete the entire project. And we're working hard on that right now, but we certainly, if there's any listeners out there, we certainly welcome all the support we can get.
What does $25 million do in the context of building a park?
Well, so it's that is the 6 miles of the Hank Aaron State Trail. It's all in. So this particular piece of land and a lot of the valley had brownfield conditions that needed to be remediated. And so we've been able to do that. But then also
And that's not cheap.
It isn't. And it takes, you know, an eyesore of what was a vacant tavern, turning it into something. And then it also funds 5 years of programming through the Urban Ecology Center as part of that campaign. In the park itself, what you can expect to find right now is that you're actually going to see a lot of what looks like dirt. But what that dirt has is seed. And it's native seed that's planted throughout the entire 24 acres that is going to grow and grow and grow. And then every year we're going to be supplementing with plants and actually supplementing and improving the soils so that it supports the plant growth for many, many years to come. And so it actually is this multi-year restoration process that the entire community is going to be able to participate in, hands in the dirt, helping together to make this something for future generations.
Given that you have these differing missions of your organizations, let me ask you both a similar question, but obviously a slightly different one. Laura, how do you view the relationship between this park and the economic enterprises in the region, both the ones actually in the valley and in the neighborhoods nearby? And Ken, how do you view the relationship between the economics of the region and the need for this park?
So a lot of the businesses have talked about the location of the valley and the amenities that are already there, like the Hank Aaron State Trail being really important to their decision to move there. You have companies that are doing like walk clubs and incorporating the use of these amenities into their healthy lifestyles programs and health and wellness programs within the companies. A group from Ingateam, actually, I just saw them yesterday on their lunch break, just come out and sit in what is part of the park just to enjoy a moment on the river. And to have that there in a workplace is pretty unique.
Yeah. And so then what we're doing is we're working with the kids of employees, and they can walk to work thanks to the bridges that we've built through this project. So another big piece that we didn't really mention is just access. The neighborhood to the south has really been inaccessible to the jobs that are in the valley. And now the mom and dad can walk together to Palermo's where they're working, drop their kid off when they're at the Urban Ecology Center and come back. It's a really wonderful mesh of both the industry and the citizens and the natural world. And then the Menominee River, I don't know how many people realize it, but the Menominee River is really improved. And the fly fishing down in the Menominee River right near the Miller Park and below the domes is exceptional. People are coming up from Chicago to go fishing in Milwaukee in the Menominee River. Who would have thought?
One thing that I'll mention too real quick is that at the Urban Ecology Center, they have this program that takes kids from K-5 all the way through high school, getting them really excited about science and doing it through a hands-on way. Well, can you imagine programmatically starting to introduce them to who could be future employers? And right at the beginning of their tenure of understanding and getting excited about science with just this amazing hands-on experience to be able to say, let me introduce you to an engineer. Let me introduce you to someone, you know, just so that they can really understand a path to employment right off the bat.
Besides these piles of dirt, which will be sprouting in the coming weeks and months and years, what else is there and what else is going to be there?
Well, you're going to have access to the river along this stretch for the first time ever. You're going to have immediately. There's a beautiful new installation of a Peter Flannery sculpture that just went in yesterday.
And then there's three really beautiful bridges. And one is coming from the domes. You don't think about Mitchell Park as being on a river. But in fact, when it was originally created, and the reason Mitchell created his cabin up there is because it was looking out over the Menominee River. And we have just as of yesterday, or as of the 20th, I guess, officially, we'll be opening up the bridge that you can go over the back door of the domes and go right down to the Menominee River. That's pretty cool.
Also going to be community gardens that will be available for next year's planting season. So you'll see where they're going to be, but they're not constructed yet.
Well, and along the lines of construction, what were the physical kinds of things that had to happen? I mean, you mentioned the remediation of the brownfields, and that's an obvious one. But what else did you have to do to turn this spot into a park?
So what it was a very flat rail yard, and it used to be used by the Milwaukee Road. What you'll see there today is mounds of dirt, and that dirt came actually from the Marquette Interchange. So rather than hauling that off to a landfill, you know, miles and miles away, the project actually saved money because there was a relationship and a partnership between the city and the state to place that fill there. What you'll see are what are almost like imitation glacial mounds. And if you want to talk about that, Ken, a lot.
Well, we're using this as a teaching laboratory, and we're going to be using it for generations to come. And so since they were putting in piles of dirt at one meeting, I don't remember which one of us asked, is can we shape that dirt any way we want? And so the suggestion came up, wouldn't it be cool, since we teach Wisconsin geology, and many of the students that we see never actually get out to the Kettle Moraine or any of that because of the nature of their localized life, wouldn't it be cool if we could mimic kettles and moraines and drumlins and all of that? And the DOT and the folks building the mound said that would be really fun. So that's what we ultimately did. So to the casual observer, they're just piles of dirt and mounds. But for us educators, over the next generations to come, we'll be using it to teach Wisconsin geology as well as the native plants and the ecological work as well. So there's quite a lot going on.
This is kind of like the stuff that kids would do in a sandbox, only on a much larger scale.
Yeah, it's a 24-acre sandbox.
I mean, honestly, we sometimes just feel like the luckiest people in the world because it's awfully fun to do.
Well, so you mentioned the 20th, and it sounds like quite an event is planned for the grand opening in this park.
So there's going to be activities all day from 10 to 2, and it's going to start off with a procession from the three bridges into the park. So one is at 37th Street, one is at 33rd Court behind Palermo's, and the other one is right by the domes at 27th Street. So people are going to line up at those three bridges and walk into the park together, led by drums, and then all converge together to have a wonderful opening ceremony. Throughout the day, there'll be activities, family-friendly activities, inaugural bike ride through the park. And then it will be ended with a performance and a concert by Paul Sebar and De La Buena. So it should be a wonderful celebration.
And then you can always stop and visit the Urban Ecology Center, which is at the western end of the whole park.
And the beauty is you can do all of those things even if you can't make it the 20th, you can do it in perpetuity.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Laura Bray, Ken Linebach, thank you so much. Congratulations on the park and best of luck.
We look forward to seeing you on the 20th.
Yeah, and thank you very much.
Laura Bray is Executive Director of the Menominee Valley Partners. Ken Linebach is Executive Director of the Urban Ecology Center. They spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Teich about Three Bridges Park, which officially opens on Saturday. There is a link to more information about the Grand Opening Festival at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that is all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.